Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katwongere engalo zaffe eri Katonda nga tumwebaza.
Had a hand clap to God, we're thanking him.
Twongere twebaze n'abaweereza.
Let's also thank the ministers.
Olw'ekigambo kye tuwulidde.
For the word we have heard.
Mukama kyabayisizzaamu.
That God has passed through them.
Okukkiriza nate okutegekebwa Katonda.
Once again accept be prepared by God.
Tulyoke tubeere abanaagasa wakati mu nsi.
Then we shall be profiting in the midst of the world.
Okuleeta ekkanisa entukuvu.
To bringing the holy church.
Mu nsi n'okujanjula eri Katonda.
And in the world introduce it to the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tubaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Olw'akaseera ka akalungi nate kaatuwadde.
For that good time is given us.
Ate n'olwayo twagala okulekanganira tweyongerayo.
Even today we want to move on.
Nga tuwulira amawulire amalungi okuva eri Katonda.
And we hear the good news from the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekiseera kya kufuba.
It's time to strive.
Okukakasa Katonda nga tunaabeereje erigwanidde.
Prove God we shall be an army which is worthy.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Manyi guno omulembe si mwangu.
You know this generation is not easy.
Era gujja twetaagisa ejje.
And it will require us an army.
Erituukiridde obulungi wakati mu mulembe.
Which fulfilled, perfected well in the midst of generation.
Oba wakati mu mulembe omubi.
In the midst of the evil generation.
Kulabikanga ate tukomyawo emisingi egyedda.
We bring back the ancient foundations.
Egy'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Those of the word of God.
Okumyawo ebifo eby'obulokozi eby'okuwummula.
Bring back the places of rest of salvation.
Okubeera mu babereberye ba Katonda mu batuukirivu.
Bonds of God in the righteousness.
Ate okunyweza abatuukirivu abangi.
And to strengthen many righteous ones.
Abalina olokolebwa mu mulembe guno.
Who are to be saved in this generation.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kitutwalira akaseera okwetegeka.
And it takes us time prepare ourselves.
N'okumalirira.
And to get determined.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu kiseera kino tulina ebitubuzaabuza bingi.
This time we have many confusions.
Kubanga tulondebwa.
For we are being chosen.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebitubuzaabuza biki?
Many confusions are.
Tuli mu kaseera ka kulondebwa mu jeri ya Mukama.
Being chosen in the army of God.
Naye ebigezo biri awo.
Your tests are involved there.
Ebibuzaabuza biri awo.
Many things confusing.
Buli kimu ekiyinza okukakasa nti tokifokasinze.
Everything proving.
Osobola okivaako fokasinga okufuka ejjiri ya Mukama.
Not focus that you focus on the army of God.
Kyonna weekiri ky'oba olina okumanya.
All around you have to know that.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
Now we want to be moving on.
Okumanya bwe tunaabunya amawulire ag'ekigambo kya Katonda.
To know how we shall spread the news of the word of God.
Okwetula ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Atuyita mu mulembe omupya.
We pass in the new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Nga bwe buweereza buno.
And this ministry.
Okuleeta obulamu okutuukira ddala ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Bringing life to reach an eternal life.
Eri abantu ba Katonda abadde bazikirira olw'okubula okumanya.
And new people of God who got destroyed for lacking knowledge. And to leading.
Okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa Katonda kwazze asuubiza amawanga gonna.
To fulfill God's worldwide promised call.
Okuli ku ggwanga lino erya Uganda.
That on the nation of Uganda.
Okubateekateeka olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. To prepare them for the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Okunona abatukuvu be.
To come back for his holy ones.
Tuddamu obuulira enjiri bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
And resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
So tulina emikutu mingi egy'okuyitamu okutuukiriza.
Have many channels pathful to fulfill.
Okusooka byonna.
First of all.
Okuyitibwa weekuli.
The call is there.
Ability tuziweereddwa.
We've been given abilities.
Ebirabo ebyengereza enjawulo.
Those are the different type of gifts.
Ebirabo eby'omubiri.
The natural gifts.
Ate n'ebirabo eby'omwoyo.
And the spiritual gifts.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ability tulabanga tuzirina.
Now we see we have those abilities.
Kitwetaaga olw'okuba ekintu kikwata ku nsi yonna.
What we need because it's handling the entire world.
Twetaaga media ez'enjawulo.
We need different mediums.
Mwetugenda okubanga tuteekeramu Focus of God TV.
Through which we have Focus of God Television.
Focus of God Radio. Folks,
God radio and the others.
Sibulo okubunya obubaka buna amangu.
Be able to spread this message quick.
Hey, je tuolekera twetaaga okuba abasirikale.
Where we head on we need to be soldiers.
Ate abali ku mulembe.
And those on the standard.
Ugwo bwa Katonda.
Of God.
Wakati mu mulembe omubi.
The midst of the evil generation.
Okusobola okulabika nga tuyimiriza omulimu
ogwo. Be able that we stand that work.
So njagadde olwali tusalinge ku kigambo kino.
Hey, I want us to study of this word.
Tuko biki bye tuyitamu.
What are we passing through?
Okufuka ejje erya Katonda ery'omulembe.
To become the army of God which is on standard.
Wakati mu mulembe omubi.
In the midst of the evil generation.
Okusobola okuzza emisingi egyazika.
To be able to restore foundations of the old.
Y'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Those of the word of God.
Okomyawo essanyu ery'obulokozi.
To restore the joy of salvation.
Okubeera ababiribirye.
be firstborn in the righteous in the midst of the generation, to strengthen the many holy ones, those who are getting saved. The head didn't seem a throng, but I hope it's just enough. What are we passing through? To become an army of God,
or
the soldiers of God, those who are on standard in the midst of the evil generation, be able to restore the wasted foundations of the word of God, to bring back the joy of salvation or dwelling places, to be in the firstborn in the righteous ones, strengthen many righteous ones saved in this generation. Praise Jesus much.
It
takes us many things we have to pass through. Strengthen that head I've given you.
Many things
we joined up to make that head. And what are we passing through? To become the army of God which is on standard in the midst of the evil generation, to be able to restore the ancient foundations, those of the word of God, to restore the joy of salvation
for
the dwelling places, and to be the firstborn among the righteous ones, strengthen many righteous ones to be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It takes us very many things, just as the question first asks us, according to Psalms 11.
The
question first asks all of us, both thinking to be righteous, those who have been righteous, and we say we are righteous, we pursue in righteousness,
if
those going to get to be righteous, the question all asks us like this. Let's read there we hear.
Zaburi esura ya kuminemu, ulinyolisoka.
Psalms 11 from verses 1.
Mukama gwenesiga, mugamba mutie meme yangenti, dukira kulusozi lwange olutuku. No. Zaburi sura ya 11 nyolokusatu.
Psalms 11 in the verse 3.
Obange misingi girizikirizibwa. Chichi omutukirivu chayinza okukola.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Obanga emisingi girizikirizibwa.
If the foundations are destroyed,
omutukirivu ayinza kukola
what can the righteous do?
Kado yinza okugamba,
now you can say,
sibadde mbatukirivu.
I've not been among the righteous.
I've been
fighting for righteousness.
There
will be those who be in righteousness.
But
all those in their three criteria, if the foundations
they
get to be destroyed, what can the righteous one do? The righteous is the one who believes the word of God. Praise Jesus much.
But
that one is born in this generation, and he believed the word of God.
He's
the one who pursued righteousness. Though times not reached it yet much, that who has been there,
who
get saved for hearing the word, and those who are coming, what can they do if foundations they meant to move by, they get to be destroyed, have to train a new army, to restore the ancient foundations, to bring back dwelling places, to keep
under
the first fruits of the righteous ones, be able to strengthen those coming behind them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
briefly repeat that verse we hear.
Zaburi sura ya 11 olunyolokusati.
Psalms 11, the verse 3.
Obanga misingi girizikirizibwa. Chicho mutukirivu chayinza okukola.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Emisingi nga jigwawo.
The foundations get destroyed.
Obanga jizikirizidwa.
They get wasted.
Oyo mutukirivu gwetwogeddeko.
That righteous we've spoken of. Romans explains that the righteous one can appear like this.
You not count
yourself, question why God asks you such a thing. Now look at this verse in the Romans 10, starting from verse
9
into
12.
God tells us like this.
Balumi esula ya kumi okuva kunyolo mwenda.
Romans 10 from verses 9.
Kubanga boyatula Yesu nga ye mukama nakamwako nokiriza mutima gwo nti Katonda ya muzukiza mbafu olirokoka. Olunyolo 10. Kubanga omuntu akiriza na mutima gwe okuwebwa obutukirivu era yatula nakamwa okulokoka.
Yes, you must
believe. Praise Jesus much.
Omuntu,
the person
akiriza na mutima gwe,
believe with his heart
okuwebwa obutukirivu,
to be given righteousness,
natula nakamwa ake,
and they confess with their mouth
okulokoka,
to be saved.
Kati butubade tutandika.
When we have been beginning,
tuli demo Zaburi ya 11
Psalms 11 verse 3.
Je misingi bwegigwao,
if the foundations are destroyed,
obutukirivu ayinza
kola ati, what can the righteous one do?
Yes, you
praise Jesus
much.
Wanted before moving to speak of foundations and what you can do. First tell you the righteous one spoken of his
will.
And they took us in the Romans 10 and the verse 9 into 12. And
kubanga omuntu asobola okubanga akiriza n'omutima akiriza nti Yesu ye mukama.
Person believes Jesus is Lord, they will be saved.
Kubanga era omuntu akiriza n'omutima
gwe, person believes with his heart,
okuwebwa obutuukirivu,
to be given righteousness, and they confess with their mouth,
okulokoka,
to be saved.
Omuntu oyo ayogerwako omutuukirivu abuuziddwa kikyayinza okukola.
Person the righteous one, they have spoken what they can do, is the one ready,
oba abaddewo,
or the one who has been there,
ng'asobola okukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda,
they can believe the word of God with their heart.
N'oyo
even that one believes now,
ngasubira okukiriza n'omutima gwe ekigambo kya
Katonda.
N'oyo gwe tusuubira alijja,
even the one we expect to come,
alijja ng'ajja kukkiriza ekigambo,
and they will believe the word with their heart.
Ye mutuukirivu abuuziddwa ekibuuzo,
righteous one asked the question,
nti emisingi giriwo giba gigwawo,
if foundations are destroyed,
egy'ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
egy'obulokozi egy'okuwummulira,
salvation in the dwelling place,
ayinza kukola ki?
What can they do?
Kubanga mu Balumi 10:17 atugamba,
Romans 10:17 teaches,
abaliddwa okuba omutuukirivu olw'okukkiriza,
counted to be righteous by believing,
okukkiriza kwe kulina okuba kustandize ku kigambo kya Katonda,
must be standing on the word of God.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let us read there here.
Balumi esula ya 10 olinyolo 17.
Romans 10 and verse 17.
Kale kigambo kya Katonda.
Yes, you bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okukiriza,
faith,
kuva mukulira,
comes from hearing,
okuriye kigambo kya Katonda,
and hearing by the word of God.
Na ye kitu tuteno yonna,
what's taken us all here,
kugambye bwetu,
we've said like this,
bichi bwetu yitamu,
what are we passing through,
kufuke jeri ya Katonda eri ku mulembe,
come the army of God which is on standard,
wakati mulembe omubi,
the midst of the evil generation,
okuza emisingi ejedde
stopper the ancient foundations of the word of God, and to bring back the joy of salvation, become the firstborn among the righteous ones, and strengthen many righteous ones getting saved, and they sent us to understand where based over this word, according to Psalms 11 and the verse 3, and they asked us a question, that if foundations of the word of God are destroyed, they are destroyed, what can the righteous one do? And there are among us who say that no,
we
are not among those to turn to be an army of the righteous, but we are not yet become. And we got to be told people are counting in three criteria.
There are
those who have been, they began to believe the word, they have been given that righteousness. There are those who have just believed now,
and
those who are going to be believing after us. That took us in Romans, in the Romans 10, verse 9 to 12.
Say,
man believes with their heart to be given righteousness, and they confess with their mouth that they get saved. Romans 10, verse 17,
it
says those righteous ones,
their faith
must come from the word of God.
We
say in Romans 10, 17,
the
faith coming from hearing and hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
You may have checked among those asked what to do. If you know you believed initially the word of God and not have reached all righteousness, have just come to believe the word of God,
not
fulfilled all righteousness. Those who are going to come in the belief, this question is left them in this world. And they tell them, as do you the righteous one,
and
those expected to be, and those who will be, foundations will reach in the midst of the world be destroyed. Foundations of the word of God, what will you do? Will you reform, make a new army? How will that be? That's why he's begun saying, what are we passing through to be that army?
It's
on the standard of God. And this evil generation, evil generation destroys the foundations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now what are we to do? Those who forward chose, though you denied that word, that's not has been asked of you,
God
chose you not come out yet from there in the world where you are.
You think
that question is still yours,
but
chose you and you will still come. You will find foundations destroyed. Move in the wrong foundations.
Questions
ask you first believe to be righteous. And you believing now. And you follow righteousness. Even that one who is going to be coming, who will be believing,
will
be follow, be given righteousness. Their foundations destroyed. What will they do?
And
if it is you, what can you do? In the midst we create a new army.
Until it
has to be on the standard of God. Stand in the midst of the evil generation,
which
is able to destroy foundations, the ancient foundations of the word of God. Praise Jesus
so
much. Now when he say in Romans, in the Romans 8, he says that our being chosen concerning this righteousness, he did it before. And if that question is asked,
it's
asked whoever believed in the righteous one in heaven,
asked,
what can you do if foundations you left on the world are destroyed? You request the same prophets. The righteous prevailing then are asked friends,
pursue
righteousness by foundations
assist.
Now, what can we do of that?
In those
coming, you're getting birth to be saved.
Those
still in the world getting to be saved, if they find things were messed up, what can they do? Them who are counted on these righteous ones. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Let's go in Romans, you must prove yourself.
In
questions ask you what you can do.
Have
set a standard of an army. In the midst of the evil generation,
in
that army, how does it appear? It passes through what? That it totally turns
to
be on the standard of God. Never to shame him in the midst of the world.
Balumi esureyo mnana.
Romans chapter
8,
verses 29. Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
Kubanga beyamanya edda era yabawula dda okufaananyizibwa ng'engeri y'omwana we.
Mbwe yakumanya edda.
When he forewarned you.
N'akwawulanga agamba.
He separated you say.
Olina okutuukwa ku ngeri y'okufaananyizibwa omwana we mukama waffe Yesu.
To appear in the image of his son the Lord Jesus. If I knew you,
it
to appear a soldier,
oba omukulembeze w'eggye
omugulu, the leader of the army of heaven,
kigambo kya
Katonda, the word of God, the entire army follows. Revelation 19 shows us, came out his name called the word of God,
and
the entire host of heavens were following him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Though
we passed through what? You're being chosen to choose. There are things you made to pass through to appear like Jesus.
become
the one of the army
of commander
who commands has a standard he holds.
And
that commander,
the one
who moved on, train me
to appear
just as he is.
The army
which is clothed, the armor, and it's the same.
I think
you see in the armies of the world,
and
you see how they are trained.
You you
come of the army of God, it takes a price. He foreshows you,
and
counted you up to appear like Christ.
You
don't know how you appear now. I'm here to do all possible by the Spirit of God.
And
get conformed to that you've chosen to appear like. Yes, you have your own. Maybe your head is the one big, I don't know. Whatever you are, it's not what you're meant to be. Something you chosen to be the army of God perfected well
in
the midst of the generation
to
restore ancient foundations, those of the word of God, those which had gotten wasted. Bring back joy of salvation in the midst of the world, in dwelling places, to be counted the firstborn of the righteous in the midst of the world. Those will encourage the righteous many coming. Now whatever you are, I don't produce. And not to be when you are like that.
You're
chosen to be conformed to something else. To be rather in the army of God. To be led by the army commander. The army commander.
Commander in chief.
The commander in chief.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katuluza.
Don't you think God, when he called you, you're going to be the way you are? God, you have to turn into the character of the army, the conduct. The way you are and the way you think,
you
will not decide the way you want.
That is,
you want to fall from the army and you become a rebel.
Those
prophets, men these days, they are rebels. Praise Jesus.
Those
join on the army of the chief rebel, Satan.
You
were one of the army of God.
They started
turning into false ministers, false pastors, to rebel on the army of God.
Now,
we who are wild in the midst of
generations,
not harsh on humans, but harsh on evil
sins,
we are trained on this generation. Let us read.
Balumi esula ya mnana olunyolwa biri mu
mwenda. Romans 8 verse 29.
Kubanga be yamanya edda era yabawulada okufananyizibwa ngengeri yo mwana we aberengo mbelebeli emboluganda abanje. Olunyolwa sato era be yayawuledda abera yabaita era be yaita yabawa abo obutukirivu.
Olide ekigambo
ekyo. You hear that word? Those he separated,
yabaita.
He called them.
Said,
you have separated, serve me in my army, like this and that. Even your righteousness, you have prepared it. They
save
the foundations that destroyed. What can the righteous one do? If he
separated,
no matter where you are, the question reaches onto you.
For
your season will come, you will be saved. And you come
in truth.
And you found foundations messed up. And you struggle in salvation. Troubles like those you've seen.
What
made us suffer in salvation?
Oh,
he called all wearing burden to rest.
When
we found many problems,
it
came from foundations. Foundations that cease to be.
And
we just keep picking out
their
plan of ministering.
Everyone with
the foundation of their ministry. And we have chaos in there.
And it found
heavy laddenness.
Satan
began to mistreat us.
The
army of God is not trained.
They are not even
stand in the midst of such an evil generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's finish.
Balumi esula ya munana olunyo lwa 3.
Romans 8 verse 30.
Erabe yayawuledda, erabo yabaita, erabe yayita, yabawabo era obutukirivu. Erabe yawobutukirivu, yabawabo era ekitibwa.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. After he counted the righteousness, even the glory is there.
Whoever is
the army of God,
I know specializing have,
they still they have a glory they hold. You know recruits in the army of God. Lady or gentlemen,
said
that the army of God, of the holy ones, all the given glories, those glories,
not
that you're going to be an inspector general prophet, but as your gift is, it's the way you have to fight.
But
what is this, brethren?
When
these foundations are destroyed, we try to see,
we
create another generation. It's a new generation.
It's
taken back to all the ancient foundations. And it's a new army.
It
will not mix to appear like this generation.
It goes to
all the ancient foundations.
The
problem we find is one. Don't inside you how you are.
You
know that which God has revealed. Whatever you are, you're not meant to be that.
Have
that God prepared you to be. If you are of the army of God,
you
have to reach the standard of Christ, the commander in chief. Praise Jesus. Have a way you get perfected in this army. You have many things and you want them.
Even
have your programs and you don't know how their size is. People are enrolled in the army.
Acceptable
be in the situations they have been in. They can even cut off your hair. Don't say we're going to cut off your hair.
Please,
we have to trim off you not worse than this army.
Like
and all those evil characters. Someone said now,
how
long we are in the mission of army?
How
long you fought Satan and you fight him as who? Who's never prayed a prayer of warfare spiritually? How many of us have made prayer of warfare? Who we are fighting as who?
As a
warrior or an amateur civilian? How dare you enter in such a war?
Not
soldier on the side of God. All who God saved before, and those
saved
now, we enter in an army of God.
It's
standard we made to be on.
Coming from the world,
reach a time to some dead of Satan.
I had
them say we push them in hell or in the pits of hell. And they try to pray though they don't understand. Praise Jesus.
So ekigambo
now that word.
Bible yogera bweti.
Bible speaks like this.
Mu Isaiah esuliya 59.
Isaiah 58.
Gagamba anti.
And they say that.
Fe abasoko kutumibwa.
We were first sent.
Era nduchushibwa.
And we are translated.
Tusubirwa okuvamu abanja bagendo okuze misingi
ejo. Out of us expect come many to restore those foundations.
Misingi je ekigambo kya
Katonda. Foundations of the word of God.
Esanyuri obulokozi.
The joy of salvation.
Ebiyitibwa ebifo ebyokutuulamu.
Called dwelling places.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye mazima.
But indeed. people on standard sent of you, can they be there, restore those foundations, they can restore joy of salvation in the resting places.
You
have yourself training you pass through make you that. It's the same your colleagues have to pass through. Those who say apostle, we heard that you ever slept outside without a house and they chased you in houses. Because it was one of your friends. We too are we to pass in that? Let me tell you one thing.
Both physical and spiritual training.
We have trainings as over the war, even spiritual. But
training is over the war.
Those physical trainings, they differ. Yet spiritual trainings are the same.
For
physical trainings, why change?
Where you grew up
and what entered in you is different from your neighbors.
Yet,
spiritual world, they want you to become. What God wants to become, it's one.
He
wants one man to turn us into one.
Spiritual
has to remain one. Physical, if they chase one in the house, may not pass that. That's the reason why he was chased in the house.
Something
had to get to understand. Physicals, we pass different. Spiritual, we handle the same experience. We eat of the same spiritual food. If you ever prayed prayer of warfare, or you've been praying it, or you will be praying it, you are in the army of God. I don't know which standard you've been on. You handle yourself with things of this world. The problem which is, I'm going to explain more. When you enter the army of God, you conduct yourself the way you want. Praise Jesus. Let's get to Isaiah 58, 58:12.
Isaiah 58:12. Nabo abali kuvaamu balizimba ebifo ebyedda ebyazika.
Abali kuvaamu.
Those who will come from you.
Balizimba ebifo ebyedda ebyazika.
They will build all the wasted places.
Balikomya emisingi egyedda.
Restore the ancient foundations.
But twogera ku misingi.
We speak of foundations.
Nyinza obutajanalize
ngali rojo. I may not analyze them all today. I'll hint on them ahead. One of the foundations the New Testament stands on. Turn all nations to disciples. Teaching them all Jesus commanded us.
Like
in the Matthew 28:18-20. Hebrews 6.
Explained
initial foundations of salvation.
Those
by God will look into them. They got reorned. Praise Jesus much. Before I handle those foundations,
as
God wasted and the way to renew them. You, how are you to do? What is asked, what are we passing through? Become an army of God which is on standard in the midst of the evil generation. Restore the wasted foundations of the word of God. Bring back the joy of salvation in the dwelling places. Be the firstborn among the righteous. Strengthen the many other righteous ones.
Has
to be a determined army. Yes, I don't refuse who you are.
Or
you call yourself whatever you call yourself. On my side or on whose? If indeed you are to be in this army,
there are things
going to pass through to become worthy of that army.
okufuka ebigambo bye twogedde
kumba bibimeka in that heading
mulimu ebigambo ebikulu bingi
many major words within it. Let's finish for us here.
Isaiah 58:12.
Praise Jesus much. Even those who come from you. Restore the old and wasted places. You will restore foundations of many generations. If you are in the new generation with the full knowledge of God doing this ministry, things you hear are the olden. They are even in above the heaven. Those we are restoring
them.
In the word of God they are there. Foundations are gone and destroyed. Handled and destroyed them. Dive the sorcery in the world. Creates his religions. Fake salvation.
Begins
to waste away those foundations. Those who come out expect you to restore those foundations. You must restore those of all generations. And your colleagues take example of them. They call you the one who repairs breaches. Satan put holes in the gospel. When he first exchanged it, he takes away the gospel of kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
it bring gospel finances of the world. And it's preached as the gospel to be taken.
Kati orino kubanga wategekebwa dawo kubo omusirikalo mali
be determined soldier to look in on this world. This evil world. Either you swallow it or it swallows you. Let's say who and who is fighting. You know, you may come in the world and you are a small toy. And
there
are bigger snakes in the world. They want to swallow you. But the frog is wise.
It
covers poison on its surface. With saliva on its
face.
Now snakes which swallow them. As it swallows, this frog is not getting swallowed. You know they have the character of the fight war.
Snake
gets to swallow this frog. And the frog uses highly speed.
It
salivates itself with poison. And begins to get fat in the ground.
It
put poison in the mouth of the snake and it pulls out, get out. Yet the snake doesn't leave it. What
else?
Poison enters the snake and it faints, it loses strength. The frog jumps out of the mouth. He
says,
I've finished you, thought you swallow me. Now look, generation in is not easy. Yes, have your match drama.
One,
two in this army of God. You have mindset.
You
want even plan for God. If
you
be in this army, never be beaten immediately. Must get all tactics. This is not an easy generation. All stubbornness. Yet that we've come to stand. You. You've come to stand.
Between
a few seconds,
you standard.
Come an army on standard.
Restore
foundations, others wasted.
No,
you can begin to say that
it
was like this. It was very big. This, they covered the right here and they brought fake here. You bring them out.
And
you're not trained well that come in the army of God.
Yeah,
even those who shame us. God is
so
shameful to call you the one of
his
army according to how you do things. Praise Jesus. Now, those who come out of us
and restore
old foundations,
we
restore foundations of many generations.
And
things are old and they happened anciently. You know, remember, we don't speak the ancients of the world. Speak old and even those of heaven.
And don't
speak of only the heavens entire of it. Even go above the heavens. Just bring them back in the midst of the world. You
to
come from us in this generation. Expected to restore them back. Cover holes put in the gospel. If someone hears the gospel today, preach in synagogues all over, and they come here what we preach here, they tell us this is an olden gospel. Why they speak that?
For
the foundation which have been before, yet they came phasing out, being destroyed. Not to be on how old you are,
it's
determined to become one of that army.
You are
on that standard worthy.
But
that I got determined of it long. I don't know what you're up to yourself or whatever you are on.
We,
in the army of God of the generation, the midst of the evil generation, we are going to be taking off what's not worth on you. Are you not the garden of God? If there will be trees not we hindering it to grow, we cut them off. But you're going to get angered a little of us, as the preacher pastor us, Pastor Benjamin.
Bearer
to be prepared. If you're going to be angered of me a little, whether you're my child, whether I'm my wife, be angered a little of me for a moment, yet rejoice ahead.
It's
not far from now. You're going to be angered of me a little for a much on you, not by myself. By him who first trained me.
He told me,
if you want to stand in this evil generation, I'm going to turn your real army.
Self,
whoever looks on you, you are a weapon.
Yet
to speak like, though you've not prayed yet, prayer of warfare.
Yet
to speak prayer of war, they get afraid your ear as your enemies, or your enemies, Satan and his fallen angels. Just pick a word and smell fire. And
you
said that gun squawked. We can't stand it. The soldiers are enjoying them, those in the bush. They turn into real guns themselves.
And if
look at them, they look like a gun. They paint that color on themselves.
They
look like the bush, like a weapon themselves. How do you look yourself? You of the army of God. Now, speak much of those foundations. In the next verse 13, there are these, he tells us some of what happened. Those to be restoring those foundations, those to be in the army of God, speaks and he says this.
Isaiah 58:13. obutakolanga byoyagala gwe.
Sabbath kitegeeza.
Sabbath means you shouldn't do what you want.
Manya bakwata sabbath nawo tumanchi kitegeeza.
The Sabbath don't know what it means.
Sabbath
is the shadow of refusing us to do what we want. You enter the army of God. Know how you enter the worldly army. You're going to be trained. And even when you get out, you don't do what you want. Wake up, chase yourself from the army. You desert it. They can look for you wherever you are. Some of you run from salvation and look out for you. God looks for you with beatings.
Those have not entered the army but you have entered.
You running away?
Kadusome.
Isaya esula ya 5 mu 8 olunyeerwa 10 na
7. Isaiah 58:13.
Bono kyusanga ekigere kyo okuva ku sabbiiti obutakolanga byoyagala gwe ku lunaku lwange olutukuvu. Sabbiiti n'ogiyita essanyu olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa n'ogisangamu ekitiibwa nga tokwata makubo go gwe.
You
don't go to your own ways.
That's
what they call the Sabbath. The rest. You don't do what you want. You don't head on to your own ways. When you come in the army of God, you not must say to yourself, let me go see my relatives in the village. You first ask him, should I go see them? Apostle, you leave us this time. Wake up, just move away like that, as you want.
There's
the things you want I don't refuse. Then I say today, you get angered for a moment. Me too, I admit, accept that. But the truth is, don't
dare
go to your own ways like the old gentleman.
Going
to see your grand auntie, you said, Lord, I go to see my grandmother. Should we go together? Don't just keep moving up and down. At least buy time for yourself. Lord, I go to this place. Tonight, speak with me. If there is a problem, you block me going. If this now, let me go. If you keep moving just up and down in this evil generation, this the real army you entered. All along it says, Satan, we attack you. You attack best thing in his army. See, they told you when you are in the choir, you clothed like this, and you put on what you want. In the army, they beat you stripes for that. I wanted you to understand, army of God is not a heart, but can get hardened for you specific. You as a person, according to what you have retained to yourself.
Isaiah 58:13.
So,
tokwatanga makubo gogwe, so nga tononya byoyagala gwe.
You
don't seek for what you want.
Kakati mmajago munsi.
Now in the army of the world.
Nemugendo okulwane Congo.
If you go to fight in Congo.
Katugamba mvama Uganda mugenda
Congo. Come from Uganda to Congo.
Otuko no singana zabu.
You reach there, you find gold.
Noda mukusima zabu obaye yakututeyo.
Gold, if it's the one which took you there.
Chuvura mmajega katunda yatugamba.
So in the army of God it told us. When you are moving.
Kusina mata yokumi.
According to Matthew 10.
7:8. Muliro bakabaka bo muguru butuse.
Kingdom of God is drawn near.
Kakati
fabo
mujje wetuba tutambula.
We of the army when we move.
Buli omukati abulira bibi.
Each one preaches their own things.
And they
say, heal the sick, raise the dead, chase demons, freely you're given. You too freely give. When we reach there,
what was meant
to keep, we told them, give us money to keeping you. You know the police of Uganda of these days. Not only Uganda even. They put them to keep people.
Most
time protecting you, you pay them.
See,
of army of God, what they did. And they do what they want. And they see for what they want. Let me tell you, you've been very hard. Praise Jesus.
Did your foundations wasted,
you troubling those who have come to restore them. We are in the battle with you people. My goodness.
And fight the
brethren from right the house where you sleep. You order them in line. They move like this. Don't go here and there. Also, you to leave us alone. My goodness. Yet this world. Thank God for putting me on when he trained me as a
good.
I wouldn't have been able to handle you according to your situations.
But
you fight even the one giving you life. You know the problem which is
when
you see the army of your enemy and you get where water comes from, where they drink from, and you pour poison in it. They are there, they think,
drink,
yet they are taking poison. Now what Satan did,
you
drink water of the word, we eat food of the word, he poured poison in it.
And
he puts in lies, twisting scriptures, subtracting, adding in them. Now we got wicked for those poison. And heads, the stubbornness in the heads,
a
filled stubbornness is heavy on me. My God. Every day you're packing medicine of the word. Praise Jesus. Let me tell you, my brother,
I would
request you one thing handled for me that side, that
you can come in, because
the things are not easy. You are too much stubborn. God called you. God is warming up for you.
Even
holy ones in heaven.
This
did appear on the generation.
They restore all foundations of
the Satan destroyed the world of the word of God.
Restore
the joy of salvation.
Believe
I'm saved, I'm of God.
Yet
and they haunt for you. You get saved and you turn into a donkey of pastors.
When
you gather money, you take to them, you build houses, they buy cars. And they make you their sacrifice. And they take you to where they get powers of darkness.
Some churches, what? Fundraising.
Now, my brother, right from my rib, my children in the flesh,
and
you brethren, we made to serve the living God. I tell you, we need standard of the army of God in the midst of the evil generation.
Be
able to restore olden foundations, those of the word of God. Restore joy of salvation. Everyone we saved, they enjoy salvation.
be
first fruits in the righteous ones in the midst of the world.
Many
righteous ones who are to come.
Then
we had our giant brothers. Today when we speak, those to come, what will they speak? Prophets, they cannot be strengthened at all.
So
I can't hold myself on them. I hold on who?
Canaan land.
We go chase our wives. Reaching the generation,
then
you lack any to hold on with that you do work with them. You work with someone in the new generation. Who? You see me with who? Except you. And you two has come. My goodness. Sometimes I sleep, I say, Lord, I have not slept where? And you see in the world, you're put in there. The world is turned upside down. They sleep turned upside down. Tell them yourself long this. Take away yourself. You are perverted yourself. You errored.
At
times I fail to
get
it as if it doesn't profit. And you want to advise someone, do like this. When you look at their face, they're frowning like that. The wisdom has no way to enter in their heads. After they knock as you're there, Apostle, I pray for help. I request help. You feel you are.
You
say, my God.
This
world God is very heavy.
If
we have to work.
Problem,
you are one of the people holding guns. The gun you hold, sometimes you don't even see it. I take a gun from you for you.
Yes, you was win.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish here. Isaiah 58:13. You in this army.
Which
to speak the gospel. It's command by command. Scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. 2 to 4 scriptures. In the army of God.
So
me how I've come minister. Why don't you speak what you feel you want? I entered the army. And as I was trained, even the speech was trained. Go in the world, speak what you want. Have you heard?
Yes,
I've heard. I have heard, Father. Speaking what you want, not what you want. You know, the commander in chief said, go speak this and that. Now you, and you reach there, and you add in what you want.
They
can beat you the assembly of the army.
Didn't
want you to take the other mind.
But
I show you as an example. Think of the army of God, how it moves, and that you entered in. Children of the army of God, they do things which are amazing. Those of the army of Satan, when they send them a white cow, if they dare bring the spotted one, they can beat them and they find them to bring 2 other white cows. Those who enter the army of Satan, the wizards,
and
false religion, and the fake salvation, they enter there the army. Give me your child, they give their child out. God has said, those of my army bring tithes and offering, and they are balanced. And you form your mouth like that. Now you see that God. Children of the army of God, they are not serious at all, yet they trouble much. You plan things not right. What are we to do about that? What are we to do? I mean, there are many things they refuse us to do. Yet that's what you have done.
Isaiah 58:14. Nange ndikwebagaza ku bifo ebigulumivu eby'ensi.
God is atwala
up to something.
Wadde agenda atuggyako obuntu ofuuke nti gwe nabbi Elijah.
Become that your prophet Elijah.
Obanywe mbasoma mu Bible ne mbeegomba.
Them in the Bible you admire them.
Singa nze nabbi Elijah.
I'm prophet Elijah.
If
I'm the prophet Moses, if they tell him to reach that what he did,
even at
times desiring things you admiring what you don't know, it's not good. Think those they sent Elijah in the world, they turned as him.
Those
called Moses in the world. If you reach them, they don't know even how the laws are. People admire things.
There
are those called Pauls. Are you not out there? Are you like Apostle Paul? Yeah, we have Samuels in here. Even others are here.
Yeah.
Esther, are you like Esther in the Bible?
Now,
as we leave that,
I
hear you pastors, you are prophets, you are
like,
are they like you when you read of them? That you are prophets, you have problems.
Already you have problems yourself.
Whom will you help come from a problem? You first give a prophecy, take you out of your troubles. Today I told you you're going to get angered of me.
And
I accept you. If you get angered rightful, you get angered. You get angered a little of me. And after you will thank me in the name of the Lord. And you give back glory to God, say, Lord, thank you for rebuking me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to make a new generation as we speak of it. But friends, stop fighting we ourselves as us.
We need
us proven being standard of the army of God. Everything you had used to, you see it's a wise king.
Fight yourself
if it will be pairing you. You wouldn't have been here. For you box yourself, I came, calmed you down.
Sorry.
You sorry. You've boxed yourself.
Yet,
God nangered and you're moving away.
I've
got things of
service.
Yet it's you boxed yourself.
And you
call me when you've boxed yourself.
You
sorry. Whatever you boxed, sorry.
Yes, he was
raised. Jesus.
Some of you now, Uruganda.
Now, in all brethren, our journey is still moving on. Journey is a bit long.
Yes, he was
raised. Jesus, much. When you read in the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3-7, he tells us like this.
Timoseo Echokubiri, Esula Yakubiri.
2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 3.
Onyolokusatu. Bonaboneranga wamu nange ng'omulwanyi omulungi wa Yesu Kristo. Olwokuna siwali mulwanyi bw'atabaala eyeyingiza mitawaana egy'obulamu buno alyoka asiimibwe yamuwandiika okuba omulwanyi.
Yes. Waliwo ebintu bye tuyitamu.
The things we pass through.
Munga birimu n'okubona.
The things that involve suffering.
Ng'omulwanyi.
As a soldier.
Munamaje wa Kristo.
This soldier of Christ. Now you enter this army. And you mix with the affairs of this world. You are not a soldier. Who goes in the battlefield. And the beginning involves things of marriage and the others. They have gone in war, not marriage issues there. In the soldiers in the world. But we are told
that
enter the army of the Lord Jesus. One who is head of it, Revelation
19.
Mixing with affairs of this world is much. It involves sin,
of
wanting to be God,
and
many thousands of sins and evils in it. There is a speech, bad speech, it's in the world. There are clothings in the world.
There
is wishing yourself.
There are
many funny things, plenty of them. When you enter the army of God, all those you put them aside, affairs of the world, things concerning troubles of the world, you have to give up on them.
We shall not
build for people of the world. Build, are they not their troubles? To us, they are not troubles. For all those,
when
we seek kingdom and righteousness, they added us.
See,
you get eaten and drinking enough. But clothing is enough.
Both
houses, cars, and the rest.
There are troubles
which cause corruption in us. Those the refusers involved in them.
It's hard
to be like your grandmother or father. That they are always angered, quick tempered. You
complicated.
You have your complications with yourself. That me. People are complicated.
They are
but not in the church. Not in the army of God. Every time you sort in the wires, you don't understand you.
You
things not right, those of the world. Troubles. And you pack them on your head. And you feel your anger the entire day.
Okay.
After carrying your anger, when you put it aside, they pay you how much for that? Praise Jesus, brethren.
You
speak loud.
We thank
God who teaches us. Speak loud. To make us his amen. My question I'm asking, when God makes us to be an army, challenges become passing through, like with the brethren,
and
I can do what angers my brother. Why does it happen unto us?
Me
can hinder my brother to turn into an army. Thought it would have come from outside. I find among ourselves, the fights are within us that we throw down our brethren.
Yes,
how comes that? Bible says your enemy will be of the household.
And
begin right within the house. Turned Satan did not come from everlasting beyond there. He came from creations of God
and
the household of God, make heaven and earth. Now you see, we have preached many things. Don't put in action immediately. You make mistakes.
You
say when they call judgment out, it begins from the house.
It means
wrong things can be right within the house. Even the house, remember. The house of the tent you are in, that of your body. May it have a heart inside you and turned into your own enemy and it has its own schemes. It is said in the songs, it's filled with its schemes inside. It has its own decisions.
If
you don't want us to touch and handle them, when
the time we handle on you,
you get angered over that.
And
are preaching the gospel.
It
spoke of you to realign yourself and you forward it to another. Yet if we had, we would have gotten saved of all that.
Gospel
is there, you bounce it to another. Now, because light passed you and didn't enter in you, darkness will pass there to see it throws you down. If it needs to be aligned, we've sat here years.
Know
what we can be preached here for a joke.
We
preach light upon light of the word.
If needed
be lamps of the world,
we
would have reached somewhere on that. Even at times we fail
ourselves.
God tells us in this journey, and you come retain one by one, and it retains on yourself.
And
gathers in itself, make a battle in you, and begin to fight those around you. You don't remember, give you a dose of malaria,
and
you have to take 6 times, and you take 3 times. Sickness can claim to have been healed.
Yet
it's building you another fight. Time it comes, strikes you badly.
I've
changed the medication that no more works for you. Not speak much on that word.
It also means
it's studying in the scriptures. Where at times we fight each other.
In
James chapter 4, he asks, where do fights come among you? Inside you, your business where fights come and explain in the brave. Is it not in your evil desirings? But let me ask, don't you see you are here? You have not ceased to have what you want as you in yourself. That is truth.
Where
you get rich here. And you wake up one day
Inspector General Prophet Pastor.
General Prophet Pastor. You may feel you're worthy of it. For it remained within you. You want it.
Now,
those fights are the one who teach them now. But
where
come from us, for it's an entire scripture.
Another
one to be lower than humbled. How dare you humble me?
All
of us, we are heads here. Have you seen young one here? Told us you are the head over us. We too, we are old. And whole
heads.
Speak with them, they measure you from the head like that. All of us are heads, and I will pick out what I want.
For God say,
God said.
Walondewo omukulembeza akulembera abayoja Katonda jonneji ino
omubiri. Leader in charge of all spirits of God with flesh.
Now,
are
there?
Are used to rule over us?
And
if make a mistake,
Pastor Agamba,
and the pastor say, you fool. Stand up. You see that God? I told it last time, do this. Now they did this. See the problems, they have come your way? As I told you, the African rulership, the way they colonized us. Colonization is not ceased to be in us. Colonial rulers are still in their hearts.
Well,
they robbed this from us forcefully. With their trickery. They gave you a glass and you see in yourself, you'll be amazed.
You
give them gold and ivory just for glass.
And
enter false churches,
they
speak divination, you've got to America, so you have right to give out your houses. You've not traveled yet there. What is this?
What is this?
We turn to a clear army
standard
and your standard of understanding your own. Let us repeat in the Timothy.
Second
Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
Bonaboneranga wamu nange ng'omulwanyi omulungi owa Yesu Kristo. Olunyolo kuna. Siwali mulwanyi bw'atabaala yeeyingiza mu mitawaana egy'obulamu buno alyoka asiimibwe yamuwandiika okuba omulwanyi.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard it clear.
Bubeera mulwanyi mu ggye lya Katonda.
If you are a soldier of the army,
abalwanyi abali mu nsi.
Or like soldiers in the world.
Teweetaba mu mitawaana gya nsi.
Mingle in the affairs of this world.
Most
of the world leave them their things.
Ofuka ekyenjawulo okubajjayo kubayingiza.
Done different, turn them to your side.
If you
find married
women,
they are home and they fight and they speak evil words to each other. After the neighbors say, when are you getting saved? And they see a goat speak to them. We be saved when? You, what did you get saved over? You say we get saved ourselves. But even the neighbor not born again, they are humbled than a born again.
And
if it's getting saved, I look like you. Let me remain here.
It's
the way you look like.
But
yourself, you turn to do something funny. You claim to be something you're not. You are not the exact of what you say. That's very dangerous.
You
know, when they realize you are a spy in the army, what's the punishment for a spy in the army? Death sentence. What is this, brethren? This journey is very long.
But
I wanted never to be
and
stretched to stand in this journey hinder me. Satan uses you
to
put a hand which hinders this work.
But it's good,
very hard. God determined. Explain whatever concerns me.
And
shame our enemy,
Satan,
the devil. But it will be very threatening.
One
who rises up to fight. Satan uses them in this fight. God will change and turn to fight with those who fight him of his household. That's a serious
part.
When Egyptian Israelites come from Egypt, they reached, they had enemies, they fight. After themselves fought each other,
God
first left enemies on the side, came fought with those of his household.
And
them separated. That, remember, God does it.
As he fights
false prophets and false ministers outside,
it discovers
he was sprouting in the midst of his house. And he leaves the one who was beaten out. He comes back in the house. Now this journey, moved on, told us this. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
Naye era omuntu bwawakana taweebwangule bwatawakana nga bwe kiragirwa.
If you
go in athletics,
tuduka kisawe,
we run the entire field to move around it, and you cross in the middle like that, reach there, you're given a crown. You say you've won. Am I not the first to arrive and reach? Yes. But laws say move around, you pass the middle. Children of God, you want shortcuts much. Is it not that?
Focus
of God television and radio.
But
go on mediums minister.
If you complicated
on truth, what about those who fight you outside? We preach you truth, you get angered. Those who abuse you, foolishness you bring to your themselves.
Someone who
you preach truth, they say,
that
foolishness on you, are you the first writers? Okay, be with your righteousness. Let's go to hell. This fool.
And
the wire you used to sorting, you manifest yourself. And you say, you don't know Basoga, how we and Binyankole, not easy. You begin to go on the side and
to
mingle in the affairs of there. And you answer them. And you go back, repent. Lord, have mercy, forgive. And you see a foolish soldier.
Now that
we take them out of ourselves.
My family
found a problem in me. I have no
complication.
I have anger to lose.
I
take it off, throw it off. You find me angered.
You
find me serving food. We eat.
For
I need children mingle in affairs of the world. You try to get angered. After pack
on,
take off the anger and they pay you.
You
go back, say, pay me, I spent the anger, but I've gotten out of it now. Now when you get harsh, okay, after, image came out in the world, you appeared funny and you got out of it.
Okay.
What's there?
Because the
travesty, you waste time with them. There's no meaning in them.
And
though you act fornication and adultery, and you finish this, go to another.
Prophets,
don't get sicknesses. Hell is waiting for you. You keep moving like that.
Can
woman, you say bam on her. When you reach there, it gets off. Yes. Those who've gone to adultery and fornication, you know that. You go see shake like that.
Are
you finish doing it flattened? And you do for another with a bum. The one you find on the one, you see the one a flesh with it again.
Those things
of the one that called troubles, hardships, you are hardened in your life.
It's
nothing happening that's giving you peace but to harden trouble your life. You see the man with the chest, and you go with him.
There angers a bit. All
the chest, you see him like he wants sickle celled. You no more see him that. All of this man is HIV. I knocked, not knowing. All those are hardships in this world. Waste time to get angered. See a way you get out of anger. Think of the word of God.
The
of getting angered. Those who leave them aside do what God wants.
For anger
than the righteousness of God. Most of you decide within anger. You decide wrong things.
Timusewe chokubiri sura ya kubiri olunyolo mkaga.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6.
Omulimi akola omulimu chimugwanira okusoko kutwala kubibala. Olunyolo musanvu lowoza chenjogedde kubanga mukama wafe anakuwanga okutegera mu bigambo byonna.
Omulimi akola omulimu.
The farmer who does this work.
Yeah, you know, so you
the one to first get the fruits of that work. You understand what they tell us. God's done us much work. Would have loved fruits from us.
Much
when you've not
bared,
we've not given him back then a work in us, we ask him much. God
he'll
save you of hell, lake of fire.
But
the time Gerash tell him, God, what did I do to you that I don't build the house? And he say, you
meant
to save 30 people some time back, not brought a single one. You're here struggling and complaining of
us.
Am I not worthy first get something from you? Time of being prepared.
As if God
has made you an amateur, someone not understanding.
I was in
world after beginning John of Heaven from 2005. When I began to appear that I seem to have sanity and a meaning in myself. 2016. You've seen me here. I was rubbish all that long. You as if you have no meaning and use in this world.
And
one day Pastor David asked me when we were at Longoja. He said, but Apostle, people say you were cursed. But can you prove me you're not cursed? Even the way I looked like,
I speak
with wisdom, no one minds it. I told him, you know what? The test of God,
it seems
to look like a curse. It's hard even to differentiate them.
But what
appreciates the test of God, it has an ending time of it. But a curse, God doesn't take it away, it never ends. I brought him an easy example of servant Job.
If
Job in the dust scratch himself and his position is finished,
you
thought he would speak what happened to him, that he did what? He got cast. Yet was he cast?
He
was in the test. When you look at Job,
it
looks like a cast. All position finished, children died. No animal. Friends around on him much.
He
no more has a
pedestal.
He's in the dust. Putting dust on himself. Holding a piece of a pot. Scratching himself. Even the wife which saw him. Satan is passed through her. Why don't you deny God and die, you man? Open a heart, give up the husband. Women rarely give up their husbands. When they open the heart, Satan enter a word like that. Know the way they see you. Miss my funny job.
Let him die,
rest for the thought is going to be resting.
You
got tired to pity him.
For
she got times tried to get a pot piece,
asked
where is the itching most? Back. She tries to
her
wife failed to reach at the back up there. And she said, pity one. When she opened her mind,
Satan
entered. You go tell him, die. Find a woman seated somewhere. And she tells me, leave me,
Susanne.
Don't accept to leave her. She may be there like this snake. Very dangerous. And
there
are funny things being updated in her head where she sits. She can open doors and Satan is
entering.
She comes out like a poisonous snake from there. And she tears you apart.
Even
children pass them off by her. And she's about to bite them. Slappings.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Now,
with all brethren, look to 2 Timothy 4:27. God tells us like this.
Timusewe chokubiri sule yokubiri, olunyolwa abiri mwurumu.
2 Timothy 2:21.
Kale omuntu, bweyero ngosa kebio, anave range chintu eche chitibwa, echatu kuzibwa, echisani romwami okuwele zanga, echalo ngosibwa, bulimulimu omurungi.
If travelers of the world,
you purge
them from yourself as a soldier of God, you appear a vessel of honor.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. And that fit for its master's use, to use it in a good work, and
prepared
for every good work.
Seeing
that us stand in the midst of the world as church,
we don't
bear to be trained and prepared by God.
Calls us
Jeremiah 23:18,
that
who sat in the council of God's world to mark and analyze them. We fight that indeed tulemereddwa ddala okwetegereza ebigambo ennaku zino kama tuliko bannamuwandiike mutegeke ebitabonaye kankubulira ekintu kimu ekigenda obaa mulembe abantu abagenda okuba nga babalibwa ku foundation That foundation, those who began it, must have to have their original written notes, not printed and typed. They have dates of where they preached. They've proven those who were one present. No service, plenty like that.
Nange nizeko.
Me too, I'm waiting.
In the
careful, Lord, where are those? You are going to see them like this. They go past, they helped us. This generation is another.
Going back,
make disciples in the entire world.
Are
you make yourself never became? You
didn't
become a disciple?
You
don't have any preparation.
You
go make all nation disciples. Jesus first made them disciples.
He said
they make nations disciples. Now that journey is a bit long. Prepare be a vessel worthy.
Remember,
told you on the other day.
You pray that you get
worthy of your call.
Called
as a nation Uganda.
No
official signs
which
prove we are worthy of that call. Though the one who called us called us. And God determined.
Yet
you have not proved him we you may be a prophet, you may be an apostle, but be proven you are that. Praise Jesus, man. Now, as soldiers, all troubles of the world have to see we purge them off ourselves. We have to be proven
and
look the exact what God wants us to be. We alone sing songs. Make me be what you want me be. Be what you want me to be. And I be that, O Lord. Praise Jesus. Now, in all brethren, we pray one thing. Now the examples are there. I can be an example. Go back, look all prophets. Be an example in the midst of the world for you. Know how they overcame. People tried most right what the prophet had done. If they spoke vulgar, and they did things would they have written of them, they would have wrote of them and we knew of them
that
this prophet is in heaven, but he was an adulteress. Even the one who had a heart like of God, he tried to run from it. He get his own heart.
God
beat him, got aligned back. Now this is our journey of salvation. One God count you in his army. The army of his holy ones. Those restore all foundations of the word of God. To bring back the dwelling places. Known as joy of salvation.
To block
all put by Satan in the house.
And put them in
the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we request one thing. Bible says like this. The Holy Spirit, he was in the Apostle Paul. He said these words.
Second Timothy 4:7.
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
Nwanyi okulwana okulungi olugendo ndutusiza okukiriza nkukumye.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. A good warrior prepared well. They fight the fight within faith.
The
gun faith telling us comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
There's
something fighting you in your life. Maybe anger, harshness, being and things like those plenty.
But
to fight your fight well, gather bullets of scriptures. Where we head on, there is much. Scriptures have been enough in the chamber. If you look to our Lord Jesus in the Luke 4, enters in the fight.
He attacks
Satan on his battlefield. His spirit is leading him. Takes Jesus in the desert to be tempted by Satan. But our Lord Jesus,
when
loaded bullets of scriptures,
Satan
twisted scriptures of his lies. And they shot each other. Satan ran off from him. To stand in this generation,
you
must pack enough bullets. We speak of scriptures. Those are real bullets.
The
thought of stubbornness fall aside.
With
the scripture you strike it.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Is
he thought stubborn? You get out. Scriptures, you shoot them bullets. And they all humble and they say,
but not.
My God. You too heard them, you say.
It's
me who thought that. That thought when it dies, you wake up aside. And you understand yourself. It's not been me perhaps. So some people when they get angered, they first kill and they get back aligned.
But
the thoughts and Satan empowers them more. If we gather the bullets enough,
we shall be able to
fight a good fight of faith.
Means
in the scriptures, we look, move in them. We take them to be there in their truthfulness. Contentions of scriptures are much. There are those who subtract, they add in theirs. There are those who twist them, their meaning. Those who don't want to hear of them, all those who are in the fight with them.
And
if you look to it, you can't contend with people like hold physical guns. Don't get battlefronts we stand on. That we fight with this world.
Or
with this evil generation.
But
get a good fight of faith.
And
hold the word of God we believed. But when you get back brief in the First Corinthians, the chapter 11, in the verse 1 to 2, we are told these words.
First
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
Mungoberere nze, nganange wengoberera Kristo. Olunyolo okubiri. Mbatendereza kubanga, munzi jukira mbiona. Era munyweza bye mwaweebwa, nga bwe nabibawa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But when
we reach in the world,
God
send us being apostles
and
then the truth of the word. The foundation is believing the word.
They
restore all olden foundations.
And
they tell us
that,
that one follows Christ.
You too
follow him in the same faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Each
would have wished to have something they want to do. When we came in the army of God to serve him, He has his preparations. And there's the way he wants things. Not all that we know them. Is it not that?
Yet
what he does, first gets one of you, one of your brethren, all the ways he wants. Comes, introduce them to you.
And
to begin to move by them. Each to do their own things.
We can't
execute God's mission. It's impossible. Yes, you may be a musician. You have the gift.
Yet,
not one know God wants you to sing how.
Kati akutumira omuntu nakama muyimbi wange.
You my musician.
Njagalo nyimbire
bwo nebo. For me like this and that.
Enanga evuke bwo
nebo. And the keyboard sounds
when over
and over.
Ndi muyimbi saka bintu
wange. A musician don't want trouble me.
Manyi katonda inza nokutumira omuntu
atali muyimbi. God can send you someone not a musician.
Namubulire byo muyimbi
bwo abyagala. And tells you things of his music how he wants them.
No gambo yatayina kirabo
kya. That one without gift of music.
Abulirane.
Who does he speak to?
Ninga gwe batumye akulagirire.
He sent to direct you.
The
good is not like that here.
God
knew us if he sent us like that.
Yes,
you hold with what God has taught you, okay?
But
not fronted it ahead.
First,
prove whether God's will is like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why though Bible says
apostles,
all things are revealed to their
end.
But we know those things. You don't engulf your brethren. God may have given one some wisdom.
When
he sends Prophet Moses, he showed him the covenant box, the mercy seat, the cherubims.
And he told you've
seen them, you can make them. I chose you to see them.
I've
chosen that man
Negundi,
and the other
and wisdom
to make what you saw. See how you come and it's me who finish everything. Bring me gold, silver, make the covenant box.
Not ready
to hear there are those chosen to do that. Now, friends,
just as
the army of God we were to be given, this battalion, go do this. This one, do there. Let's patience with patience like that. Never rush and fight wars within our hearts. And let me tell you, no one I will press and they will not come out as the gift are.
Everyone
wants to get out. Maybe you fail yourself.
But
no one I am fighting to trample to remain on the ground down.
Everyone
come out, God sent them working the work. And they will minister
as standard
God expects them.
Go back,
general seated in heaven. And they say, yes, welcome back. You have fought a good fight of faith. Thank you. Now you speak this to them.
See,
the apostle himself troubles us apostle so much because he has many scriptures. Complain is much.
They
are not scriptures which are much. That is the word of the Lord. Me to summarize it.
I call it
word of God and never breaks me.
Now, the
problem we have there, brethren,
most of us
have been ministers before.
Now,
today, to be prepared and ordered, you had your own order.
Reach
your God said, study everything like this, do it like this, as written here. And you say, now,
he
wants to say all us here. We don't have any wisdom in us. That too, we need to be taught of it. It's to restore foundations. Everyone entered in their own things. Now, cancel all ours. Let's get back to the word to tell us.
kubanga bwe twagala tuyiseyo byaffe
you want to bring out each their own
tetusobola kubeera na wamu
cannot be together and united
yes, wachi beyawuddemu
that's why they've divided themselves
atandika ebibi
each one begins their things
buli omu yalina idea
everyone they had their idea
mutuma yagale kungane wewe
apostle wants a synagogue like this
nabbi aliyagala liye kulongere
what sit sachela
musumba
pastor
agamba
he says let it be of six corners
meets
the vision I got.
You
can begin to fight each other.
Reason
why you see they cannot be together.
One
seems to rise up. They go begin their things. God sent me the vision and myself.
Have
to hear as an army. Armies of the world fight the war together.
You
divide yourself, groups, things are hard. And if you don't appear in training, when the bullets will start, they will begin on you. If you cause trouble in new generation some things,
there
are many things you've come missing in your life. Those which were meant to guide you, not
to
have no way even you fight yourself now. May God has helped us.
Been
there fought wars. We are not poor. Not so poor per se.
Yet,
just beginning. Power
say.
The hand of God working. Is it not that?
What can we
strengthen this foundation even beyond? Don't retard even.
We
hearken to what God tells us. Let us repeat the Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
Mungoberere nganze nganange bwengoberera Kristo olunyolo okubiri mbatendereza kubanga munzijukira mu byonna era nyweza byemwawe era munyweza byemwawebwa nga bwe nabibawa
kakati mukama waffe Christ ataddewo
atadoje muri. Jesus has put us before you.
Asubira gwe ogoberenga okukiriza kwena kola ki?
Follow the faith I held.
Okuri mu kigambo.
That which is in the word.
Kira sigandi gobera okukiriza kwangezo kwange kubwange.
Faith as me a person.
Na yo okukiriza kunyini.
This spirit of
mu kuulira kigambo cha Katonda.
Hearing the word of God.
No chiteka mu ngora.
Putting in action.
Era nafwe ngabawereza.
We too as ministers. Put before you.
Tusanyuka nnyo.
We rejoice much.
Singa ebintu ebyo biba bituweredwa Katonda.
These given us by God.
Mubikwatanga
bituwawa. Hold them as we've given them to you.
Usanyuka nuulira mineno
gaba nnyo. Joyce you say yes.
Kati tuweze wakati
mwasi. Now we've increased in the midst of the world.
Tugenda kutulugunya Satani
akitege. To meet Satan will realize it.
Gura makankubulira olaba.
Let me tell you.
Namwe namuri ku standard.
All you are on standard.
Wenna Katonda abenyumiriza.
All you God rejoices within you.
Gomancha inzokola munsi.
You know what you can do in the world?
Sodom yasabayo wakiri batano.
Sodom requested at least 5 if they are there.
Singo abina abya batano nga batukirivu.
There are 5 righteous.
Ngenda kusonyi mwanze nkoro
muri mubwango okupya. Give them do my new work there.
Ya batano babu.
But 5 were not found there.
Basoka kulaba basatu
ni first saw 3
basoka kubabana
they were initially 4 and the fourth one broke off
ne basigara basatu
remained 3
katotaru na Buganda
this fight brethren
isiyo na
the entire world
bachimanyi Uganda yaitibwa bulungi
no Uganda was called very well and they are waiting for us
ati ensimu kuchimanyi
the world knows
nestani achimanyiko
Satan to knows of it.
Era tukozemwe fujjo
acted stubbornness in us.
Atusimye manabi babuli mankumi.
Put thousands of false prophets.
Na badde kumulamwara mwamuko nabona abasuleta.
Been on track is caused them fall mad.
Kati egwanga likae chivumi.
The nation has a scorn.
Tunaiza tuyo kuimira singa tutrainingi wabulunje
nyo. How shall we be able to stand if you not trained well?
Etubera dale jeri nyiri nyiri.
Eriyo ami.
Mwamuli kakodi yoko na.
Knows every trick. How you, my fellow soldier, give me tricks on the other side. Army of the kingdom of heaven. Those who overcame long, the holy ones are there, the angels. The one who owns army, God, the John of heaven.
Full knowledge.
Wants to give you a package.
And still,
don't you reach out, say you're lacking. And then you reach here, and you cause the trouble to one they sent to train you. You are up and down.
And
we say now, army God has given us. Maybe you beat them. The beating of God is not easy. That's why we really pray things like that. God beats in a way not easy. His road is so painful. Hebrews 13. Verse 5 unto 9. We want to summarize because of time.
Hebrews 13
from verse 5.
Muberenga n'empisa ez'obutayagalanga bintu. Bye mulina bibamalenga. Kubanga ye yenyini yagamba nti siri kuleka n'akatono. So siri kuabulira n'akatono.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Mumpisa ez'amaje.
In the conduct of the army. Rightful real army. Anytime you serve, they pay salary and keep some for you. Besides fake armies. Now God says, times is when he's given something. First put that thanks to him. And you know well, he would never leave you no matter when. Church, we are in need. Is it not that?
Satan
knew we are in need. Put it is not of righteousness. False prophets claim to make people rich.
Yet,
and you make your sacrifice.
Their
offering.
And
you seem rich, yet your life is not good.
The
world is prepared, things appearing in
God's.
God's not left us.
Told
down in the next verse saying this.
Hebrews 13
verse 6.
No kwanganga netu anganga okwogera nti Mukama ye mubezi wange siritya omuntu alinkola ki olw'omusanvu. Mujukirenga abo ababafuga abababulira ekigambo kya Katonda era nga mutunuulira enkomerero y'empisa zaabwe mugobererenga okukkiriza kwabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Faba kulembera
we are leading
naferi twaga omanyika nkuwe ola okulembera mulero
to leading
omulimu guno
in this work.
Walwo lwenduka ninga ne nali yagadde ba nkulembera
time I reach I say me to I would have loved to be led.
Yet,
the one leading me, they take me where?
Kubanga, manyi bulungi nga bwali.
I know well the way he is. I love most to sit down also. Lead me, take me. If you
want
to prove that, you ask Prophet Deborah or Pastor David.
Such
prophets 2 or 3 years. And they preach false, I'm seated down. Yet I gather every day. And they reach to fear me. The man knows everything. Do yet he comes be in our midst. Now just sitting. I sat in liars and how more you will speak truth. And they spoke words against me. They speak of me, I'm sitting down. That one they are preaching about me. Me, I'm looking at them.
Oyina atuka na asirika no sirika
yabada yogera. Keep silent over what they spoke.
Kwanga gwayogera ko tawanika
mukono. One speak of them raise their hand, don't speak back. They don't complete nothing. And after they greet you.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord, everyone. They wonder.
Necho kuti obera ambega ngo uri muzibu nyo.
Get be a spy, very dangerous one. No matter what they do, look to Satan, you don't mind.
He
begins to challenge you, you don't mind him. Reach those they pray to anoint them. He moves aside, he doesn't want to get close my way. As he was to anoint me, I will look at him like that. What is this we faced? What am I trying to tell you?
That's
why I don't want to lead. I have no way I denied that. I would have denied it one day. But to deny God, to deny his work. Today to be led, you, it is very profitable. For maybe you cannot even lead yourself. God would have chosen you long to lead. You first give an example of your home. Your businesses and the other affairs. All sleep on prayer. You yourself, we sustain you by prayer that you remain in truth.
Leading
is not something of a joke. You have possibility to take care of your brethren
in
spiritual and they are living to overcome the world.
Not eating
the fish, but till they are in eternal life. Not to sleep when you are not
prepared.
You ask God
at least
where it will be attacked. I prepare when they come to find what was attacking. You have a lot of issues running the head. Let's say how many are we now?
Sunday
we sit 400. In which year? The 10th year we shall be how many?
How shall we live
without getting sorted out? When we shall reach 20,000.
Okay.
You are there, you calculate things. You have to try on this, be prepared. This to prepare others. And now, there is no rest. If you fall in the evil generation like this we are in, you've fallen on the serious issue.
Taught
us in Africa face the problem.
I
want to give you an example. To take us to school, those who brought education from the West, they faced a problem in Africa. That's one of what happened to making all nation disciples. One not willing to write even two scriptures down. Help you put them down, they don't attach any other meaning. Hanging scriptures.
See,
the one that sent you make disciples.
And
you shouldn't force them, for he forced them. Satan, the evil witch,
say,
I told you things of God. Now you are
impatient,
you look for them, you have to be careful of them.
You
suggested this is the good thing and you force it. Satan said, I told you, things of God. Why do you think I left that God? Now you first get so strengthened.
You
strengthened, you say Satan is very evil.
No more
can go back to his side. You have to be strengthened if we fight him.
But
as though you abuse us when you're new here, we just say sorry. Yet it's as you've harmed, but we have to calm you down. Anger is really angered you, but you release those words, okay, but don't care. We follow the faith of those.
Hebrews 13:7. Mugobererenga okukkiriza kwabwe.
Yes, you are
blessed. Praise Jesus much.
Tutunulira nnyo abatukulembeddemu.
We look much those leading us.
Saba omanyi Oluganda lugamba abafuga naye oluzungu lugamba kulembera.
Speaks of ruling. English speaks of leading. It's not ruling.
Yes, you are blessed.
Praise Jesus much.
Ababulira ekigambo.
Those who preach you the word.
Si ababalagulako.
Not those who define it on you. But who preach you the word.
It's
the one you should look to. When you consider their end. Have they moved like the way they began? Are they still like that? If you did make records. Didn't write messages.
Leader
can pervert you, cannot see, and you too, it takes you to that error way. If you came noting is gospel, is this
video
that the capture video, every record is there. When the error is perverting, you see him.
Say,
while they still stand, you follow their faith. That faith coming from hearing, and hearing the word of God.
But
not here, brethren. I love most.
And
let us all be in that faith.
Bible says that
one faith, the Lord is one. Another with another belief as them.
When we begin the work
to this, we do that as the word of God has commanded us. Another go aside and we do other things.
We're
not ready to pervert. When trouble most you and you do things of Moses. First did he angered God.
Though
God forgave him later. People anger him.
God didn't speak.
He did his own things.
And
spoil the work of God for your anger. Now, brethren, I request you one thing.
At least, you look
carefully to me. But there's nothing I put in place which is not in the word. Even no explanation. Accept no forms of questions.
And
one thing to prove you're in faith. That of the word of God.
It's written
at times to think, perhaps I'm fighting you. Or I'm hindering you.
There's
no hindrance here, brethren. Add on
2 Corinthians 11:1. Ndyoke mbalete eri Kristo ng'omuwala omulongoofu. Olunyolo kusatu. Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukuusa bwago. Mpozze ebirowoozo byammwe okwononebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi bwe tuba tujja okuweereza.
When we come to minister,
we tuleeta enjiri.
We bring the gospel.
Olumuntu sokka ntulabibwamu obusirusiru
kale. At times we first see foolishness in us. As I told you before,
people
get angered of you. Bear me in that you see as foolishness. The little you will see that is no foolishness.
kubanga ujja kuchizula nti bubadde bujja bwe nkukwatirwa
discover its jealousy which you got
omanyibwa oba obulidde abantu enjiri y'obwakabaka
the gospel of the kingdom to people
wa katonda
n'obutuukirivu target one thing they reach heaven
oraba ye ebintu ebibatabula
you see things troubling them
oba ebintu ebikunyagako endiga ya katonda
snatching the sheep of God from you
obujja bukolaki
jealousy gets you over. You
said
now, I suppose to one has been Christ.
And
you other men, you've gotten them where?
To
bring people to God.
You
see things others taking them.
You
feel jealousy, anger overtakes you.
You
begin to fight, see. And things cause jealousy, go away.
Especially
taking people who are perfected well.
Some of you are
now in all brethren. Our
aid
shouldn't forget it. We fight to appear.
We
asked what we pass through. We come an army of God that which is perfected. In the midst of the evil generation,
to restore
olden foundations of the word of God, those which God wasted, restore dwelling places, the joy of salvation, to be the first fruits among the righteous in that generation.
Strengthen
many righteous ones coming.
Add
on another time I come,
to
speak of the first fruits, how they appear. Those who strengthen other righteous, the many coming. Value be among the first fruits of God. Yet as we wind up, give me today to reach at the third hour.
2
Corinthians chapter 10. Words are worthy of you to hear them. Let's pass quick for them. Second Corinthians chapter 10. From verse 1.
Naye nze kenyini Paulo, mbega ilia olwobukakamu, n'obuwombefu bwa Kristo, nze gwe mutowaza bwemba siriyo, biti bwa muzira. Olunyolwokubiri, kale mbega ilia bwegayirizi, lwendibaawo nemu okubalaga buzira obwo, bwendowooza okuba nabwo eri abalala, abalowooza nga ffe tutambula okugoberera omubiri. Olwokusatu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Abasajja abaafunanga ebbaluwa z'omutume Paulo.
Men who got letters of Apostle Paul.
Kuwandiika.
In writing.
Nga balaba omusajja omuzira.
He saw a man who is a hero.
Awandiika ayogera ebigambo ebigulumivu ebyobwa Katonda.
Speaks elevated words of God.
When
the time he reached, spent time preaching to them. They
wanted,
for he came meek and humbled. He's humbled.
See,
the way we see him in the letter, he doesn't appear physically.
We thought
he's a man you can't approach. Now when you come,
Paul,
I shook his hands. How did you shake his hand like that? Maybe his words are like that even. Those who hear us,
this
gospel recordings, they say, when I reach there,
I'm
no more mind again.
Yet
you seated there.
You see,
that is our apostle.
He
passes here, we greet each other.
We
chat with him.
He
doesn't show us that which he is. Let me tell you, see,
it's
not easy to show who you are when you are a hero. Already you are that. You shouldn't show it. The person who is not, they want to show because they are not it. If you are it, much knowledge, understanding the future, explaining readers and the others, you have many things.
Now
you find yourself,
well,
your colleagues, you look the same, you seated. You are seated together. What are you saying now? You're chatting. How do you see things? You sit there, you're chatting your stories. No one can check you, not to what extent. That thing brings a problem. That man also, when he's on the pulpit, speaks, you get wondered. When he gets on us, joking. He's a man. If he chats, you can tell him what you want, he's laughing of it. But you think I'm laughing. Speaks things all right, things lacking wisdom. And they think they have also spoken. Is this okay? You don't want to see you have lowered them. Come in the measure.
At
least what they lack, you add it on them. One who commits evil things and you know this apostle. He knows this scripture. He explains. But he doesn't see much per se. In spirit. Though you've gone for fornication, at that rate you come. I see you, I tell you what. Is it me though burning hell?
If
you don't tell me, you speak you, I don't tell you. I
live
there, you praise how you sinned, I listen. Okay, now what? Now we want
to
come in your stories of fornication and dowry. You committed fornication. Don't you know you did it? I speak to you, you want time for things useless. You know what you did. And God knows it. And when he tells me,
see,
people still do that.
They just
speak different things they don't do.
That
you can teach them what to do. God sees all the rulers in the world. Does he go with speakers on the door of heaven? You adulterers, you and you. He doesn't do that. He gets you in the heart one by one. You adulterer and fornicator. When we come here, we speak them, you say. This man was told. But not pointed at me. Maybe he speaks to others.
Already
scripture points you. It's you. Now you wait still. That I waste my time.
Which
I've spoken through scriptures. Walking to the congregation to you. That I'm going to touch on a fornicator and an
adulterer.
Why do you waste time for that? We have things to speak that I waste time. Come touch you where you are. Now, brethren, you understood things different.
Yes, we
Jesus, all adulterers, he spoke one word.
All
of these not done it. All of them left. They have done it before. He didn't need to come out. You have just come from the morning. And waste time over that for what? Tell them the word till they are convicted. Each check themselves.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri sura ya 10 olunyolo mukaaga.
2 Corinthians 10 verse 6.
Era nga tweteeseteese okuwalana eggwanga obutagonda bonna okugonda kwammwe bwe kulituukirira. Olw'omusanvu mutunulire ebintu nga bwe biri.
Ebintu mbirabe nga ebikola ki?
Two things the way they are.
Omanyi mbiraba kifuula n'engo
olumu. You see them upside down sometimes.
Katwogera ku future gye tulaga.
Speak of the future we are heading on to. Explain all someone sees them different.
Speak,
you're
going to
be a soldier of God. Listen now. Is it me still he chose? Now refuse your choosing. You claim not seated here, claim not to hear on this. Who now brought you here now? If he didn't choose you. And why do you hear these things?
So
you hear them for a reason.
When
you were chosen, be that. And you just deny it, you will meet the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 7.
Mutunulire ebintu nga bwe biri. Omuntu yenna bwe yeewulira mu boye ulira mulinga wa Kristo yerowoze kino nate yekanti nga yebo ali wa Kristo era na fwe tucho olomnana
in the verse 8
kubanga newendi sukirira okwenyumiriza olobuyinza bwaffe mukama wafe bwe yatuwa olw'okubazimba so sirwa kubasula
kakati ekigenderwa ekiriwo
now the aim which is here
obuyinza katonda
obutukwasa authority God is handing them over to us
agamba addo obuyinza
to give you authority
siko demons okembyo zigobanga
only demons chasing them
okuonye ndwadde ezengeri
zinjawo in different sicknesses
nino okubakolamu omulimu
even to do a work in you
okubazimba okutuka ku kigera kya Kristo
finds you to the measure of Christ
waba katata jukire tulumibozimba
remember when we sent to build
tushingana obye bakuzimba
wedda find things already built in you we break them down
ano lyo complete kereri
we are noise and we breaking them down
no biremera ne tulumenya
no retain them they break you retain them
chango bizimbe
and tomorrow you come back you build you tear them down
paka lona kiriza ne tuzimba
till you accept us to build
Namba katinzikiriza bannange.
So now I accept.
Uliyo muli mugubadde mufumu
zimbo. That work has been wrong, give me another.
Kama ngagwa ayagala mbere.
God wants me to be.
Nole tempa kane tuzimenya.
And you bring contentions we break them.
Nemne tetukukwata ko wadde wetu.
Don't even touch you.
Tubere nonge tushindikiriza
ikigambo. You are pushing the word your way.
Ngachi kukwata ko chinomu wo.
Touches you individually where you are.
Are you saying kubandu?
Not begin to yell that there are so much on me. And where you sitting?
No,
how you've been handled now. You yell, they ask what is wrong with you. I tell you, they have pierced
people
with sword. They are cutting me.
You get
the sword of the word is cutting in you. Yourself.
Amen.
And you, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. It's your experience personal.
And
then say, maybe I get out. Yet if I get out,
are
they liars? What they speak is right. Let me bear it. I will settle.
Bakoli nsecho kubile sura ya kumi. Olunyiriri olo.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 8
Mukama wafe byatuwa olwokubazimba so sirwa kubasula siri kwati wansonyi
kino tekiri mu nsonyi
abuluganda this doesn't involve shame brother there is anything
kino nchikubulira
mu I speak this openly
ngacho kiremedde mukubo mulimo gwetukola
in the way they work with you
tuba tulino chime
we got to break it
ejigenwa kiri tusobolozimba mulimo omulungi
we build a good work
So te wali ali remesa.
And no one will hinder it.
Kankubuli olaba. Abatume obaba weereza tuwebwa phase.
Ministers we given phases.
Ezokuyita mwe ebintu bino.
Passing through the things.
Singa ekintu kigana wano.
If something fails here. You get
kigana.
If it fails.
Yita wano.
Here.
Esala wetu wegana.
This prayer fails.
Gifure bote.
Turn it to this.
Uwe.
You.
Obera mutendeke
ekimara. You were trained enough.
Tola bakati lero.
Don't you see today?
Tusaba sala andala.
We pray another prayer.
Niwe tunagenda ku map yensi.
We go map of the world.
Esala zichukamu.
Prayers will change.
Ngoba weza ulina kweze emaris esawa
daily prayer for 2 hours
ninge mujivira mbote
but when you get out of it
yesi muulire uma
na mu world you hear run a prayer within it
uli mutenda tutusha
every step we change
atene na majeri ntugachusha
muli mutenda we change them
Aliyo prayers akombe zigena mitendere ejuhirira
dalaba abiri mugumu close to 21
ya lutalo nengo jija mfeze
prayer of both your face to face to 21
ura no biganye ngu
if your fails you move higher
ukino chusa chusa
you keep changing
buri chisenga chombista no
chenya every wall of the evil Satan you break it
and utoka wanga atadde wechira
which is put another and you should turn another face of prayer of war
But what do I say that I'm
The time we are waiting for and to be a be known and wars have increased. Those fighting are many. We too will move to another step of prayer.
That's sure your
here they will prepare for us they will know.
Now
they see as they say
and
they don't pray much they just pray little.
Oh,
My goodness. We've trapped you another.
Let me speak it slow.
Here we have put a scarecrow, not real. The reality is somewhere hidden. Satan, you have to put a scarecrow. That's how you are, yet you have the original on the side. Do is on a standard, we put a fake manifestation before him.
He's
arising his words, we bring out another face, he's never known.
The
words in heavens involved steps. That which is said, prepared it in another form, they brought the war in another form.
God
was going to fight only Michael and his group. The group of Michael. He go to see Michael. Even of fire.
Even Abaddon
has come even here.
So
even Gabriel still have weapons. All seven groups. Said, I calculated only Michael is the one we fight with. Principalities.
Those
of fire are there also. They beat them. Things of warfare.
Are,
let's finish here.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya kumi olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 9.
Nemu okufaanana ng'abatiisa n'ebbaluwa zange.
Mm.
Olw'ekumi kubanga boogera nti ebbaluwa z'enzibu z'amaanyi naye bw'abaawo omubiri gwe munafu.
Mutume Paulo,
they say Apostle Paul,
ebbaluwa wandika ne tuka mu gwe
ly'okusatu. Has reached the third heaven. Powerful things.
Agenda okulaba.
But when he appears, Apostle Paul has come. He sits in the congregation. He
told
him, you come minister, sir. It's you we waited for. And they wondered. We knew that is protected. He comes footing. He doesn't even have a horse. Anything on the pulpit, maybe copied a letter from another. In those words we hear.
Here
he comes on the pulpit. He's the one in speaking.
But in appearance
in the midst of the others. Now brethren, situation we move by. Let's be brethren in the Christ. Things of lifting yourself is not good.
You
can't even know your colleagues how they are.
In
the way you will help them. If you're up there all time. I live here, they pass me here. I don't appear in the congregation. And I'm moving out. The car is waiting. I'm off. Is this the commando or what? Let's get used the kingdom of heaven.
You know,
army of God, how it appears.
As Christ is
the minister of his army moving there. Even ministers are to be like that. Not carry ourselves in a wild, terrorized way. Pastor is still shepherding here. And Pastor Benjamin is taking over, is preparing us. Apostle has arrived. You stand up. That I'm still far. And you stand up, clap, clap like that.
Why
people are serious up to things understanding? They're in the gathering of the Holy Ones. You claim a God to come.
God,
you have to live those lifestyles.
It's
goodness and peace. Harshness is not good.
Harshness
is in hell and lake of fire beyond it. When we are chatting, speak to each other, the one who is of honor, let them remain with that.
And
because we are chatting,
all along
chatting, I will try to order it later. No. Life like that. He salutes is just moving. When you salute Museveni, he too salutes you.
So si gamba,
not to say, I am the major general. I crown you, I salute you. If you put a little salute.
So,
not to do you like that, you keep moving, you don't mind.
So, we need
those characters.
You greet each other, take under your own that you saluted a recruit.
Remain in the way like that.
The
army of God worthy. In the
Romans,
the one who is honored, let them remain honorable.
While
they be honored, they retain it.
You
need to come with things shaking around. Let's be in unity.
We
can fight this war. Let's finish here.
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11.
Verse 11.
Nga bwe tuli mu bigambo mu baluwa nga tetuli iyo. Era bwe tutyo bwe tuli mu bikolwa nga tuli eyo.
He told them friends.
Just take off
the manifestation of honor from us. And those shakings to shake every person. If you reach home, you find us chatting. And we speak. Another is speaking.
You speak.
Standard of army of God. You know and you understand well. Humble as his commands are. Others given to give suggestions and counsel.
Say,
Pastor, yourself leave.
Yes, you
married most of you. Now one pastor, another prophet. They go out, they argue with each other.
Me too,
I'm a prophet. Now, what are you saying? Now, Pastor Abe.
I hear you married
Pastor who? Now they are there.
Me
too, I'm a pastor. What are you saying now? My scripture says this. In which season? Married each a minister. Still one greater than another. On what? The man remains the head. And no. If a person apostle, you are a woman. Home there is a man. When you reach home, it's not you take over for your prophet. It doesn't work in a home. Reach the husband. You. You bring me that. I'm a prophet there, they serve me in the church. When you go there, you are a woman in the home. If they ask service of your ministration, you give them to them. Comes back, he
said.
Now the woman is a musician. We are from
musicians.
Now you have an anointing of singing. People have things. Can't hit one by one in the conduct they have been in. They think they are in the army of God. He speaks back. You know, a soldier man when he goes back home, you don't accept him carrying himself like a soldier in his home. If they find you rule your home like a soldier, they take you in the barracks, they beat you for that.
So, Aboruganda,
now, brethren, there's no time and seasons for them in the way you're using all.
Rest
shall finish the other day because of time leaving us. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.